The 7th of May 2012. 2100. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Night shift. Lee appears to be bright in mood, interacting and engaging well. He requested for his PRN. Risperidone 0.5 milligrams. He said he is feeling anxious and agitated. He retires to bed at 2230 and appears to have slept through the night. Confirmed by Uganode at the 8th of May 2012. The 7th of May 2012. 1820. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Late shift. Lee has been nursed within eyesight of staff. He was asleep at the start of the shift, and when he woke he stated he was bored and wanted to go home so that he could get on a computer. We spoke about his social life, and Lee said he saw friends occasionally but did not have them home, but preferred to go to his friends' houses. When asked why, he said he did not want them around his computers. Lee appeared brighter before dinner this evening and joined in the musical theater group. He had second portions of main and dessert at dinner time this evening. Confirmed by LKing 1 at the 7th of May 2012. The 7th of May 2012. 12:55. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Early shift, 1-1. Lee has expressed his desire to come off eyesight observations and to discharge himself if this is not happening. Discussed maybe having some time off eyesight during the day. Lee said he doesn't need that, it is night time, as being watched makes him anxious and paranoid. Discussed that he sleeps well regardless of this, and perhaps there were other reasons. Lee agreed that he wants to self-harm and needs privacy. Discussed his urinary incontinence. Lee does not feel it would be helpful to wake him in the night to use the toilet. Lee explained that his mother's ex had set a Rottweiler on him when he was 9, and this means he is scared of dogs. He mentioned that there is a dog coming to the unit tomorrow. R. Chapman reassured him that the staff will ensure he does not have to go near it if he doesn't feel able. Lee said he can be near dogs, but he has to feel safe with him first. Lee expressed his frustration at not having access to his computer, as this helps him cope with his negative thoughts. These are memories. And he described sometimes having flashbacks when it is really vivid, and I think I'm there. Lee said he would like a one-to-one meeting in private each day to discuss his frustrations and to discuss managing his emotions. Lee said he is good at helping others when they are distressed but cannot cope with his own. Lee stated that seeing other YP distressed is upsetting him, as he feels unable to help them. Lee has been talking to staff and has been slightly more responsive today. He has participated in gardening activity. Confirmed by R. Chapman at S, the 7th of May 2012. The 7th of May 2012. 9 o'clock. Star, support, worker. Title. During one-to-one OBS with LH, SW, RC, engaged in conversation with him as he was asking to be taken off one-to-one, as it caused him great anxiety and he would rather not be here. He said he would prefer to be on other observations and that would make it more bearable for him. He said that being in here is making him constantly think of his negative thoughts, as he can't distract himself by playing his computer, etc. He said he did not want to face his thoughts and feelings at this time, and was insightful about how he didn't know if he was ready for this yet and that he felt frightened to explore these feelings further. He confirmed he had met with psychology recently. On further discussion, SW, RC, asked if this would be a good time to write his ward round request form, as he was being so clear in stating his wants and needs. He agreed to this and completed the form. He said he felt better for doing this. He was also informed of the advocacy service here should he wish to use it. The 7th of May 2012, 10:17, Rebecca Clack. Event by Rebecca Clack. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.